Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Q&A with Vibeke Gwendoline Fengsrud, founder and CEO of House of Math. Vibeke Gwendoline Fengsrud, founder and CEO of House of Math, transformed her academic trajectory from failing high school math to earning a master's degree in mathematical finance. Known as the Math Woman, she has authored 27 books covering the K-12 math curriculum and developed innovative teaching methods. House of Math offers personalized AI guidance, gamified learning environments, and a comprehensive K-12 curriculum designed to fill gaps. Fengsrud's mission is to dismantle the math brain myth, prove math is a skill anyone can learn, and ensure no student is left behind. With declining math scores and rising math anxiety in the U.S., House of Math's proven system aims to empower students to master math by combining neuroscience, gamification, AI, and mastery-based learning. The platform transforms math anxiety into math flow, building confidence and mastery. Fengsrud's long-term vision is for House of Math to become the number one math resource globally, helping everyone master math.
Ace Pickleball Club steps onto the court with first Nebraska location in Omaha. Ace Pickleball Club has opened its first Nebraska location in Omaha, catering to the growing demand for pickleball with a flat monthly membership fee. Owned by Liz and Michael Tangi, the club offers open play all day every day, eliminating the need to reserve a spot. The Tangis were drawn to Ace Pickleball Club for its inclusive space and innovative approach, offering something special to Omaha. With state-of-the-art facilities and cushioned courts, members can enjoy unlimited play, clinics, tournaments, and more. New players can join free introductory clinics to learn the basics and build confidence. For a hassle-free experience for all ages and skill levels, Ace Pickleball Club is the perfect place to connect with others and have fun. How promotional products suppliers benefit from ERP software. Promotional products suppliers can benefit greatly from ERP software. This software helps with enhanced inventory management, improved order processing, and streamlined supply chain operations. It also enables data-driven decision-making, enhanced customer relationship management, efficient financial management, scalability, and flexibility. ERP systems promote improved collaboration and communication within the company. By utilizing ERP software, promotional product suppliers can streamline operations, optimize inventory management, and enhance customer relationships, ultimately leading to better decision-making and financial success in the marketplace.
Partnering with influencers for mobile tour success. In today's hyper-connected world, partnering with influencers is crucial for the success of mobile tours. Influencer marketing allows brands to connect with new audiences authentically. By choosing the right influencers who align with their values, brands can create genuine connections. Collaborating with influencers and creating engaging organic content is key. Leveraging social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok can maximize reach. Measuring success through metrics like engagement rate and conversions is essential. Building long-term relationships with influencers reinforces brand loyalty. Despite challenges like misalignment of goals, clear communication and flexibility can overcome obstacles. Overall, influencer partnerships offer brands a powerful opportunity to engage with new audiences and enhance their presence in mobile tours. Real Projectives grows its team with key new hires. Real Projectives, a leading real estate advisory and management firm, has welcomed six talented professionals to their team in early 2025. Naya Pitt, assistant project manager, ensures project efficiency and brings a strong foundation in construction management. Eric Lin, also an assistant project manager, supports project managers with innovative marketing strategies and client relationships. Jamie Wilson, business operations manager, aids senior leadership with administrative tasks and operational initiatives. Theresa Montano, business development manager, drives corporate expansion through client acquisition. Kate Heapy, project coordinator, supports project teams throughout the development lifecycle. Michael Stewart, project manager 2, brings over 20 years of experience in large-scale construction management. These new hires strengthen Real Projective's commitment to excellence, innovation, and client success. Mountain One Bank honored as a 2025 Best Place to Work by Boston Business Journal. Mountain One Bank has been recognized as one of the Boston Business Journal's 2025 Best Places to Work in the medium business category. This prestigious award celebrates companies that excel in creating exceptional workplace cultures. Employees rated their work environment, work-life balance, job satisfaction, and more. The honorees were celebrated at a ceremony on June 12th with Mountain One President and CEO Robert Fraser accepting the award. Robert Fraser highlighted the culture of mutual support and shared commitment at Mountain One. Headquartered in North Adams, MA, Mountain One offers a full range of financial services through its subsidiaries, including banking, insurance, and investments.
Q&A with Amelia Klobuchar, Collections Manager at Monterey Financial Services. 5 tips for having difficult conversations in business. Ami Klobuchar, Collections Manager at Monterey Financial Services, shares insights on navigating difficult conversations in business. With 14 years of experience in various roles, she emphasizes leading with intention, not avoiding tough talks, empathizing with others, building rapport in 10 seconds, and educating while offering clear options. The finance and collections industry has shifted toward a human-centered approach, focusing on financial health and sustainable recovery. Ami's leadership style prioritizes transparency, fairness, and purpose, creating a culture of growth and trust. By approaching challenging discussions with empathy and care, she helps her team and clients navigate tough situations effectively. Q&A with Scott Douglas, founder of Douglas Comerical. Scott Douglas, founder of Douglas Commercial, brings over 16 years of commercial real estate experience to the company. Specializing in sales and leasing, he has handled over $200 million in transactions across various industries in the Baltimore-Washington corridor. With a background in accounting and sales, Scott's journey into commercial real estate was a natural transition. Douglas Commercial is positioned to capitalize on 1031 exchanges through off-market seller outreach and passive investment solutions like DSTs. Scott's unique approach involves guiding clients through both legs of the exchange, creating a seamless solution. His strength lies in anticipating and solving investor challenges quickly. Despite potential headwinds, Scott believes the CRE market will finish the year strong. Currently, the company is focused on development deals and expanding their 1031 exchange division. Looking ahead, Douglas Commercial aims to build a modern brokerage model focused on technology and relationships to maximize client results.
Q&A with Matt Kunkel, co-founder and CEO of LogicGate. Matt Kunkel, co-founder and CEO of LogicGate, a Chicago-based SaaS company, is doubling down on product innovation by enhancing capabilities, expanding AI features, and developing predictive solutions to mitigate future risk. With a background in management consulting, Kunkel and his co-founders identified the need for a SaaS GRC platform that offers a holistic view of enterprise-wide risk with flexibility and scalability. LogicGate's Risk Cloud platform stands out in the crowded GRC market by embedding AI governance strategies, empowering customers to define AI usage, and offering AI-powered features like Spark AI for risk-based decisions. The company's modern approach with no-code architecture, AI features, and real-time monitoring sets it apart from legacy systems, catering to the needs of both SMBs and large enterprises. LogicGate's recent innovations like Spark AI and the Value Realization Tool are transforming risk and compliance management by streamlining processes, automating workflows, and providing real-time financial insights. As the GRC industry trends towards intelligence and proactive risk management, LogicGate's priorities include further product innovation and expanding AI capabilities to help customers navigate the evolving risk landscape. Dawson Geophysical Company purchases ultralight seismic land nodes from Geospace Technologies. Geospace Technologies Corporation and Dawson Geophysical Company jointly announced the first major sale of the Geospace Pioneer ultralight seismic land node to Dawson, a geophysical services provider. The estimated value of the agreement is expected to reach approximately $24 million based on current contract terms. The delivery of Pioneer will begin in the third quarter of 2025. Geospace Technologies President and CEO Rich Kelly highlighted the high data quality output and operational efficiency gains of the Pioneer nodes. Dawson's President and CEO Tony Clark expressed confidence in the investment to increase channel count and improve operational efficiencies with the lightweight equipment. The Pioneer node, weighing less than 0.5 kilograms, offers precise, high-resolution survey data with an exclusive quick deploy feature and a proprietary 5 Hz geophone for better image quality. For more information, visit Geospace's website.
A smooth move to Greenspring. Karen Beasley had a seamless move to Greenspring, an Erickson senior living community in Springfield, VA. She joined the priority list and worked with planning and moving consultant Lauren Askey. The home visit service helped Karen determine what to take with her. The moving company packed her belongings carefully, even finding her mother's lost ring. Karen now enjoys life at Greenspring, attending activities and making friends. She highly recommends working with Askey for a smooth transition. Learn more about the planning and moving services available to priority list members at Greenspring. Royalty Management Holding Corporation announces second quarter 2025 financial results and reports 374% year-over-year, six-month revenue growth. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has announced their second quarter 2025 financial results, showing a 374% year-over-year revenue growth. The company reported total revenues of over $2.2 million for the first half of 2025, compared to approximately $416,000 for the same period in 2024. Total assets increased to approximately $16.9 million, with total shareholders' equity rising to about $14 million. The company's CEO, Thomas Sov, highlighted the company's expansion and revenue growth, with key investments contributing to overall growth. Royalty Management also paid its inaugural quarterly cash dividend to shareholders in the second quarter of 2025, with a focus on creating shareholder value through organic and acquisitive expansion, as well as new thematic investments in critical minerals and rare earth elements.
Recircle Ontario's inaugural sustainability report shows nearly 27,000 tons of food waste diverted from landfills in California. Recircle Ontario, a leader in organic waste recycling, announced its inaugural sustainability report for 2024, showcasing the diversion of nearly 27,000 tons of food waste from California landfills. The company's efforts align with state laws and national goals to reduce food waste by 50% by 2030. Through innovative strategies, Recircle Ontario repurposed waste into recycled products like animal feed and biofuel, achieving a total greenhouse gas avoidance of 13,861 metric tons. With a focus on low-carbon energy and fuel consumption, the company operates a dedicated site and fleet of trucks for seamless integration. Recircle Ontario collaborates with 10-plus recycling partners and serves over 100 customers in Southern California, supported by advanced traceability systems and a lab for quality assurance. For more information, visit recircleorganics.com. Thompson Thrift breaks ground on South Tempe Square, outside Phoenix. Thompson Thrift, a nationally recognized real estate company, has begun construction on South Tempe Square, a 27,000-square-foot shopping center in Tempe. Positioned at a high-traffic intersection, the center will feature a mix of retailers, restaurants, and service providers. Leases have been signed with Burn Total Body Conditioning, Pacific Dental, Look Lab, Luna Grill Restaurant, The Slice House by Tony Gimignani, and good vets. With 75% of the retail space leased or in negotiations, the center offers a restaurant pad and two inline spaces for lease. Tempe, known for its cultural richness and recreational opportunities, is home to Arizona State University and Desert Financial Arena. Thompson Thrift, with a history of investing in local communities, is actively developing projects across Arizona, including Elliott Tech Center, German Commerce Center, Southbridge Marketplace, Point 17, Refinery at Point 17, the Maddox Stella, and the Gilmore.
Tilly's bets on a Navy SEAL. Tilly's, known for California beach clothes, has appointed former Navy SEAL Nate Smith as CEO, replacing co-founder Hezzy Schacht. Smith's compensation includes a $1 million base salary, up to $2 million in bonus pay, 400K signing bonus, and 1.8 million options. This move comes after disappointing numbers led to the former CEO's abrupt departure in January 2024. With a market cap of only $55 million and stock trading under $2, this leadership change is a bold move for the company.
Q&A with Navin Gurnani, CEO of Code Ninjas. Navin Gurnani, CEO of Code Ninjas, brings over 20 years of leadership experience to the world's largest kids coding franchise. Code Ninjas offers programs for kids aged 5 to 15, focusing on critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and collaboration. With a strong presence in the US, Canada, and UK, Code Ninjas plans to expand internationally and into new markets like Denver, Brooklyn, Long Island, and San Francisco. By equipping children with coding, game development, and robotic skills, Code Ninjas prepares them for a tech-driven future. The franchise model ensures a high-quality experience through training, support, and a consistent curriculum. Franchisees receive comprehensive onboarding, coaching, and marketing support, setting them up for success. Code Ninjas aims to lead the way in STEM education, making it engaging and accessible for all children. Prospective franchisees can benefit from the growing demand for tech education and youth enrichment, creating a profitable and purposeful opportunity.
Tech media breaks, wearable devices litted, NASDAQ, WLDS, WLDSW, secures U.S. patent for gesture and voice-controlled neural interface. Wearable Devices Ltd., a technology growth company, has secured a U.S. patent for its gesture and voice-controlled interface device. This patent covers neural interface technology that enables gesture-based control and real-world physical measurements from the wrist. The technology supports applications in XR immersion, industrial efficiency, logistics accuracy, and assistive solutions for individuals with severe disabilities. This grant reinforces the company's position in developing next-generation wearable biopotential sensors. Wearable Devices is revolutionizing human-computer interaction through its AI-powered neural input technology for consumer and business markets. The company's products, including the Mudra Band for iOS and Mudra Link for Android, enable touch-free interaction by transforming finger and wrist movements into intuitive controls. Wearable Devices' ordinary shares and warrants trade on the NASDAQ under the symbols WLDS and WLDSW, respectively.
StoreOne's efficient platform cuts Storage Guardian's data center footprint by 80%. StoreOne, known for its efficient storage platform, announced a milestone in its partnership with Storage Guardian. By using StoreOne's software-defined storage platform, Storage Guardian reduced its storage footprint from 9 cabinets to 2, while expanding services. Storage Guardian offers backup, disaster recovery, and cyber resilience services using Veeam and automation workflows to protect workloads. This consolidation not only reduced physical space and power consumption, but also improved service delivery. StoreOne's platform optimizes storage operations, enabling Storage Guardian to scale sustainably and efficiently. By integrating leading data protection tools, Storage Guardian achieves faster backup and recovery times, proving that efficient infrastructure can reduce costs, improve services, and meet sustainability goals simultaneously.
Study reveals potential way to treat pediatric gliomas. A joint study between the Broad Institute and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has discovered a new and potentially effective way to treat pediatric gliomas. The research revealed that a percentage of children diagnosed with gliomas, an incredibly common type of pediatric brain cancer, may respond to certain inhibitors that have already been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. As the search for new therapeutics targeting pediatric cancers continues through the work of companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., the efforts being undertaken to address this critical need are showing promising results.
Investor news breaks. Alliance Global Partners maintains buy rating, increases price target as Solagenix Inc. NASDAQ SNGX advances proprietary clinical programs. Alliance Global Partners recently maintained its buy rating for Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, and raised the price target to $10 per share. The increase was driven by the valuation of Hybrite for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma and SGX-945 for Behçet's disease. Solagenix's Phase 3 FLASH-2 trial is on track for top-line results next year. The company initiated a confirmatory Phase 3 trial for Hybrite in CTCL patients in December 2024. Solagenix also reported positive data from its Phase 2a study of aphthous ulcers in Behçet's disease. Alliance Global Partners values SNGX at $10 share, projecting a 2028 Hybrite launch and sales growth through 2036, as well as sales projections for SGX-945 and Rivax for the Strategic National Stockpile.
DC Blocks lands $1.5 billion green loan to develop Atlanta Data Center Campus. DC Blocks has secured $1.15 billion in green loan financing for a data center campus in Douglas County, Georgia. The funds will support a 120-megawatt data center with an additional 80 megawatts available by 2027. This project follows recent DC Blocks expansions across the Southeast, including hyperscale edge nodes. With Atlanta being the fastest-growing data center market in the U.S., DC Blocks is poised for significant growth. The financing, led by ING Capital LLC, Mizuho Bank, Litid, and Natixis CIB, positions DC Blocks to meet the rising demand for digital infrastructure in the region. Post Road Group, a key investor, commended DC Blocks' customer-focused approach. For more information, visit www.dcblocks.com. Biomed news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Litid, QNTM, signs CDMO agreement for oral Lucid MS in Phase 2 MS trial. Quantum Biopharma Litid, traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol QNTM and on the CSE as QNTM, has signed a CDMO agreement for an oral formulation of Lucid MS for an upcoming Phase 2 clinical trial. The trial aims to assess Lucid MS as a potential treatment for multiple sclerosis, with promising results from preclinical studies showing the therapy's ability to restore mobility in animals. Lucid MS, a non-immunomodulatory neuroprotective compound, has shown efficacy in preventing demyelination, a key feature of MS. This agreement is a significant step towards filing an investigational new drug application with the FDA for Lucid 21302 in MS.
Investor news breaks. Orgenix Inc., NYS American, highlights Q2 2025 progress and prepares for Phase 2a concussion trial. Orgenix Inc. has made significant progress in Q2 2025 as it moves forward with its lead candidate, ONP-002, aimed at becoming the first FDA-approved pharmacological treatment for concussion. The company secured approvals, appointed a CRO, and finalized a manufacturing agreement. Phase 2a trials are set to begin in Q3 2025. Orgenix intranasal delivery platform allows for targeted drug delivery to the brain, reducing side effects. This technology has potential applications beyond concussion to other neurological conditions. The global nasal drug delivery market is projected to exceed $40 billion by 2030. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Nutriband Inc. Stack NTRB CEO steps aside temporarily to run for Irish presidency. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, CEO Gareth Sheridan will temporarily step aside to run for Irish presidency, with Chairman Sergey Melnyk taking over CEO duties. The company is focused on its 2026 NDA filing target for Aversa fentanyl, the first abuse-deterrent opioid patch. FDA recently granted a meeting request for the product, with potential peak U.S. sales estimated at $80 million to $200 million. The technology is patent-protected in 46 countries, with plans to expand globally. For more information, visit Nutriband's website.
Hydromer, Inc. reports preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. Hydromer Inc., a leader in hydrophilic, thromboresistant, and antimicrobial coating technologies for medical devices, reported preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. The company generated $9.4 million in revenue, a 14% increase from the same period in 2024. Despite a net loss of $38,000 due to legal and professional matters, as well as expenses for facility and equipment upgrades, CEO Michael E. Torti remains optimistic. He sees these expenses as strategic investments for future growth, innovation, and market expansion. Hydromer continues to focus on advancing its product pipeline, forming new partnerships, and driving operational efficiency to achieve long-term success.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE American CLDI, reports Q2 2025 results and business highlights. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., traded on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, reported their Q2 2025 results, showing a net loss of $5.7 million or $1.99 per share, compared to $7.4 million or $0.1675 cents per share in Q2 2024. Research and development expenses were $2.6 million, while general and administrative expenses were $3.1 million. The company ended the quarter with $5.3 million in cash. Recent highlights include new preclinical data on CLD-401, $4.6 million raised in a warrant inducement offering, and FDA Fast Track designation for CLD-201 in soft tissue sarcoma. For more information, visit Kalidi Biotherapeutics Newsroom.
Biomed Newsbreaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, receives FDA Fast Track designation for NRx-100 in treating suicidal ideation in depression. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA Fast Track designation for NRx-100 in treating suicidal ideation in patients with depression, including bipolar depression. This designation follows promising preliminary data showing NRX100's effectiveness in reducing suicidal ideation. Controlled trials have demonstrated significant reductions in suicidal ideation, with response rates as high as 55% versus 30% for the active comparator. NRX plans to finalize data for submission under the accelerated approval CNPV pathway and post an expanded access policy within 2 weeks. To learn more, visit NRx Pharmaceuticals Newsroom. HG Insights launches industry's first agentic ecosystem to transform B2B sales and RevOps GTM. HG Insights has launched the industry's first agentic ecosystem to revolutionize B2B sales and RevOps GTM. This new ecosystem combines AI-driven GTM solutions with real-time agentic activation, including the acquisition of MadKudu. Sales and RevOps leaders can utilize their own agents or HG Insights predefined copilots to leverage comprehensive revenue growth intelligence datasets. This end-to-end AI-powered GTM platform integrates TrustRadius buyer intelligence with HG Insights RGI data fabric, providing solutions for strategy, RevOps, sales, and marketing. The platform aims to bridge the gap between buyers and sellers, accelerating revenue growth and retention. MadKudu's acquisition enhances GTM agility with signal-based workflows for efficient selling and marketing. HG Insights offers GTM copilots like Market Analyzer, Sales Copilot, and RevOps AI Data Studio to optimize the GTM journey from buyers to sellers. This launch marks a transformative moment in the GTM landscape, redefining the future of revenue growth.
Sigler Guff leads refinancing for AeroFarms as vertical farming advances with profitable push. AeroFarms, the indoor vertical farming company based in Ringgold VA, has secured refinancing led by Sigler Guff to support operations in Danville VA. The company also raised equity financing to fund pre-construction activities at a second farm. AeroFarms aims to provide local food production while preserving natural resources. Sigler Guff, along with Waterside Commercial Finance, provided interim financing until an expected permanent USDA-guaranteed loan is received. The new loan offers a more favorable interest rate and interest-only terms. The equity funding came from existing investors, including Grosvenor Food and AgTech and IKEA subsidiary Inca Investments. AeroFarms, which emerged from bankruptcy in 2023, has focused on profitable microgreens production and has been successful in recent quarters. AeroFarms raises fresh equity refinances debt in profitable push, AeroFarms, the indoor vertical farming company based in Ringgold, Virginia, has successfully refinanced its debt and raised new equity financing to support its operations. The company's CEO, Molly Montgomery, emphasized their vision of providing local food production while preserving natural resources. With support from investors like Sigler Guff and Waterside Commercial Finance, AeroFarms has secured interim financing and a more favorable interest rate for its operations. Despite a decline in funding for vertical farming companies, AeroFarms has demonstrated profitability and sustainability, focusing on producing microgreens at scale. With a strong emphasis on higher margin products, AeroFarms aims to play a significant role in the global fresh food supply chain.
Wines unveils Wines Technology and Risk Advisory Services. Windes, a premier advisory and accounting firm, has launched Windes Technology and Risk to address the rising threat of cyber attacks and increasing regulatory scrutiny facing today's businesses. The new service line delivers end-to-end cybersecurity, IT governance, and risk advisory solutions tailored for mid-market companies navigating the complex digital landscape. With over 30 years of combined experience, the Wines Technology and Risk team offers expertise in areas such as PCI DSS, HIPAA, ISO 27001, SOC reporting, virtual CISO services, security awareness training, penetration testing, incident response planning, and advanced advisory analytics. By centralizing technology and risk expertise, Windes provides integrated solutions to help businesses build resilience, meet compliance standards, and extract value from data across various industries. Contact the Windes Technology and Risk team to learn more about how they can support your organization's cybersecurity and compliance goals.
Nutritional Products International founder Mitch Gould celebrates four decades of industry leadership. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, is celebrating over four decades of industry leadership in brand building, product launches, and U.S. retail distribution. Gould's expertise has helped numerous companies succeed in the U.S. market, securing major product placements in top retailers like Home Depot, Walmart, and Costco. Over the years, Gould expanded his focus to health, wellness, and sports nutrition, working with high-profile athletes and celebrities to launch successful product lines. Recognizing the challenges faced by overseas brands entering the U.S. market, Gould developed the Evolution of Distribution platform, providing a streamlined pathway to success. Partnering with InHealth Media, NPI offers a full-service solution for distribution, promotion, and brand visibility, driving success for brands of all sizes. Learn more about MPI's unique distribution strategies at NutriCompany.com.
Zycon announces Unboxed, a Zycon learning experience, a full-day educational event for label and packaging professionals. Zycon announces Unboxed, a Zycon learning experience, a full-day educational event for label and packaging professionals. This immersive event, taking place at the Zycon North American Innovation Center in Elgin, Illinois, offers attendees curated sessions, real-world demos, and opportunities for candid conversations with industry experts. Designed to provide actionable insights for professionals across the label and packaging value chain, Unboxed emphasizes education over sales and discovery over product pitches. The event will feature educational sessions, real-world demonstrations, a live case study with RepaCorp, interactive sample stations, one-to-one conversations with Zycon leadership, and a private dinner cruise on the Chicago River. Whether you're a printer, converter, brand manager, designer, or creative agency, Unboxed offers a hands-on opportunity to learn from experts in a dynamic environment. Secure your seat for this insight-driven experience on Wednesday, September 25th, 2025, at the Zycon North American Innovation Center in Elgin, IL. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.